Next item on the agenda are permits. Those projects over $50,000 with no objection. Staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab. A very good morning to you.
Commissioner, members of the Commission, good morning. We have what we refer to as nine page two items. As the Commission knows, these are those items in excess of $50,000 which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, Richard Keeler's requesting authorization to construct a 42-foot long by 12-foot wide bridge over Cedar Creek at the Frederick County Shenandoah County line. We're recommending approval and the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $756 for the encroachment over state-owned bottoms at $1.50 per square foot. 2B, Fairfax County Park Authorities requesting authorization to modify previous permit to include the maintenance dredging of 10,000 cubic yards of material, restore maximum depths of minus 5 feet at the marina entrance channel within Lake Accotink, as well as in the original stream bed of Accotink Creek in the bounds of the county. Fairview 2C, Fairview Beach LLC is requesting a modification to their existing permit to include the installation of 8 7-foot wide by 8-foot long concrete hexagonal boxes with riprap transition, and to tie those two existing riprap breakwaters together at their property on the Potomac River in King George County. In this case, we are recommending a permit condition that will require the implementation of an acceptable monitoring plan that they have submitted. It's been reviewed by VIMS and to which the parties have agreed. 2D, Department of the Navy is requesting authorization to remove, replace, and modify the piers and buildings at the Lambert's Point deperming station on the Elizabeth River. The reconstructed facility will be have less encroachment than that compared to the existing structure. 2E and 2F are both City of Waynesboro projects. In the first, they wish to install an 18-foot by 25-foot concrete outfall apron in the South River in conjunction with their wastewater treatment plant. And 2F, they're asking authorization to install 96 linear feet of replacement water line by the directional drill method under the South River. 2G, Western Branch Diesels, requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 1,850 cubic yards of state-owned bottom to maintain a previously permitted depth minus 6 feet at their facility on the western branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Portsmouth. 2H, Harper Avenue LLC, is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 100,000 cubic yards per dredge cycle to create or to maintain a 750-foot by 900-foot basin and restore existing depths of minus 36 feet. This is at their property adjacent to Earl Industries, which is on the Elizabeth River at the confluence of Scotts Creek and Portsmouth. And finally, 2I Purdue Farms is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 10,000 cubic yards of material to restore maximum depths of minus 42 feet at their existing basins adjacent to industrial property at the confluence of Jones Creek and the southern branch of Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. In this case, we're also recommending our standard dredging conditions, including the pre-dredge and post-dredge bathymetric survey. With that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to answer any questions you might have regarding these.
Any questions of Mr. Grab? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in here pro or con on the page two items that have been described by Mr. Grab? If not, the matter is before the Commission for action.
I move we approve the two A items.
Motion made by Mr. McCluskey to approve all page two items. Or second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Bob, page three.
We have one page three or consent item to present to you this morning, and this is in the case of Holcomb.